From lecture halls to lives, we're making our way, balancing books and content every day. Lights, camera, study, it's a student creator's life. Sharing our stories, our struggles and strife. Tune in, log on, let's start the show. Where student creators let their passions flow. This is RMR Diaries.
Evening and welcome to RMR Diaries. I am Bunya Chikudo.
And I'm Chikanido.
Kantulungelo Lutuli Lom Formship.
This is the life of student content creators. And we'll be talking about from lecture halls to likes. This is another episode and another. So have you ever tried studying for an exam while your latest reel blows up, or maybe felt the pressure to like keep up with your aesthetic on point, whether you're really just trying to survive on like noodles and caffeine? So tonight we'll be diving into the chaotic and inspiring, maybe sometimes exhausting world of student content creators, yeah, where lecture notes clash with viral trends and hustle culture meets burnout. So we want to know, how do they balance grades and engagement and e-authenticity? Is it worth more than brand deals? Am I universities, should they maybe start teaching how not to get scammed 101? Grab your headphones, everyone, and maybe a stress ball if you have one. This is From Lecture Halls to Likes, and it's about to go down. So we have some awesome student content creators with us today, like Usenkosi Sgulugulu, Matipa Ofense, and also Ulisa. We'll be chatting about managing time, working with brands, and also how they are making money from their online presence. Whether they are a creator or maybe just trying to, I don't know, man, just exploring the digital world, stick around because this is going to be a very inspiring talk. So grab your notes.
On this episode of From Lecture Halls to Likes, let's talk about the grind of student content creators. Matty, let's talk about the balance and the lack of balance as to how you navigate the blurred lines between your personal life and your public life as a student content creator.
Basically, I feel like with content creation, it's all about deciding what you're going to show to the public. Because content creation doesn't necessarily mean that you're supposed to show everything to people. It's basically showing parts of your life. And I think that's what helps me when I'm taking my content. It doesn't mean I'm taking content, you have to know everything about me. It's just basically me showing you what I want to show you, and what I don't show you.
I, for one, know editing takes time. That's why I barely even post on my Instagram page. Dudu, how about you? Do you enjoy editing? Do you post? How do you feel about editing? Because me, Nanje, it doesn't work for me.
I feel like editing is an extreme sport. Oh, my goodness. But I must say I like it, Chem. I must say I prefer it, actually, than creating the content.
Yes. And Lungelo?
Nami ngasho impela ukuthi ngiyakuncamela lokuthi ngivele ngihambe ngiyo-editha ngoba manje akuthathi isikhathi eside muma osukujwayele uyabo. Kodwa kwenaye musaqala impela hhayi kukushaya kube phansi.
So Mati, you post daily, if not weekly. Are there any tools that you have in place, your go-to apps, daily practices that help you just stay grounded and maintain your focus on your content creation as well as school? Like, do you have anything in place for that?
I usually use my reminders app on my iPhone. That really helps because it always constantly reminds me if I have anything to do. So I prepare for the week on a Sunday. I sit down, I write down everything I need to do for the week. And then it reminds me that, oh, today you have to do this.
Like, honestly, guys, Mina, I love success. I want to be a successful person. Of course. I didn't want to, I wouldn't be here.
Yes,
you know, all of us aim for success. So, kahle, Mati, how do you personally define success when it comes to your schoolwork and content creation? Because that is, like, a lot. It is a lot. Because you want to succeed in school, you want to succeed in content. How do you define success for you? Like, what works for you? How do you see it?
I think it's more like balancing everything. The same effort you're gonna put in content creation, should definitely be the same effort that you're going to put when it comes to your academics, or even more, because academics are also very much important.
Yabona ke kule episode le ngifuna nje sigcile impela singene phakathi la ku algorithm lo no mental health wabafundi, especially laba benza u content creation ngoba ubalekile impela. Ngizofuna ukuqala ke la ngibuza imibuzo nje embalwa efana nayo le ukuthi wena offense wenza kanjani, ngoba siyabona impela ukuthi ubhizi uyatholakala ku TikTok, uyatholakala ema radio, umuntu impela ubhizi nje. Manje ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi ukuzizweni mhlawumpe uthola ipressure thizeni yokuthi manje kumele ubuke ngendlela specific, or uvela uphume nje ekseni wena uvela uvele nje kwabantu bakubone. Ngifuna ukwazi lo mbuzo impela.
Sometimes, yeah, I do feel the need to look more presentable. I can't just like look like I rolled out of bed, because at the beginning of the year, more so, like my series about like coming to Rhodes like had taken off, and it was trending at the time, and I was getting like a lot more interactions with people, be like, oh my word, like I follow you and stuff. And then I started feeling the pressure to say, okay, like now I'm getting like noticed, whereas before, like, I was just creating for fun. So the pressure definitely did increase gradually, and now it's just like at an all-time high. So I make sure at all times when I step out the house, I don't look crusty.
Ngiyibona futhi nabantu abadala la, abantu abadala abathandithanda ukubuka lezi zinto zo social media nani ngamanje banemindlela yabo emicabango ethile nje egxile kuyona lento le ama content creation. So ngokubuka kwami mina kukhona impela kuyinkingana lapho, so ngifuna ukuzwa ngawe kwento kazi ukuthi wena uthini, yipi biggest misconception ekhona la kule zinto lezi zo radio wena umubuka ukuthi bakhona, kumele ngabe mhlawumbe indlela abaveza ngayo noma bangavezi ngayo lokwe content creation, yipi nje impela biggest misconception ekhona la?
I think the biggest misconception is that people think whatever you're doing, if you like want to take a break, people don't necessarily like when you take a break, because a lot of the interactions that I'm having now with people that like meet me and stuff, they'll be like, you stopped posting, like what's going on, like you need to keep going on your grind and stuff. And at some point, like I can realize, Guti, it's for motivational purposes, like to try and get me to post more. But when you also have your own personal life at the end of the day, people tend to forget that life does really get busy. And it's a lot for me to plan to post again, because sometimes you just don't feel like creating content, and that's okay. And I feel like one of the misconceptions is that like people just kind of treat you like a machine. So keep posting, like why are you stopping?
Nawe ke ulisa lapho ngifisa ukwazi ukuthi wena ucabanga kanjani mase kuziwa ngakuloko ku content creation impela, ukuthi wena uposta kanjani? Ngokwakho uvele uposte nje noma inini, noma mhlawumbe unezikhathi neschedule leso silandelayo ukuthi okay manje ke ngiposta lokhu ngenza kanje na kanje, iyona yiphi indlela ngempela wenza ngayo into kazi? Yazi ngingajabula ukwazi, niyanicabangani?
Mina nje mina ngiposta mangiphuma shame, honestly. I post when I go out. If I'm in a nice place, ngiyaposta. If ngisembedeni ngeke ngiposte nje, mara manginemali mase ngiphumile, that's the only time I post. When abunye, because when I'll post shame,
impela nami hawu siyakuswela.
Yeah, nami I hardly post myself. I'd say it's been a long time actually. I only post vele mangibuye esontweni or from an outing, you know. But because Nkumela, when this weekend I was posting myself, my reaction to when Chiefs scored.
Oh, impela sijabulile sonke lapho. Mina ngijabulile kodwa kulungileke, chalisa lo mbuzo usubhekiswa kuwena ke ntokazi, wena wenza njani impela?
I've learned to prioritize my tasks, set realistic goals, and take breaks to avoid burnout, you know. Self-care is essential, so I make time for activities that help me relax and recharge. I've also become more organized and use tools like calendars and to-do lists to stay on track.
So in this episode, we now discuss the future of student content creation. Lisa, may you please share some insights that you have gained about managing your time, taking care of yourself, and also setting the right priorities?
Well, I do try to stick to a consistent content
schedule, but I also leave room for spontaneity and inspiration. I plan my content in advance, but I'm not too rigid, so I can adjust to changes or unexpected opportunities, you know.
Sengosi, I'm keen to know, as a full-time student, how do you see your content creation going from here, and how do you plan to keep things balanced with your school and your social life?
Okay, for all three of those aspects, one, be selfish, right? Because we're living a time is a very inzotina. It's very essential. So if, for example, you have a due date and 12, you should have submitted by 10 already. That's what I said for myself. In fact, I set a 12-hour early due date. So if I have a submission, then the previous day will be the actual submission for myself. And when it comes to I don't play about my time. Yo. If there's one thing about me, I don't play about my time. Because, it's a really precious commodity. And self-care, oh my goodness, it's vital, I can say. Because as a student, you forget to take care of yourself. You forget to check in because there's so much going on already academically. And to add, because I'm not only a content creator for TikTok or Instagram, social media rather. I'm also a content creator for radio as well as a show host. And I'm in housecom, soon to be, you know, a university's full-on employee. So I feel it's very necessary. What I do is usually, I know this is wrong, but I go AWOL. I switch my phones off. I just lock my doors, shut the curtains, we're sleeping. If I'm not sleeping, I'm reading that one book that I'm not done reading. If I'm not doing that, I am checking in on myself. I'm journaling on a book. I'm reading my Bible if I have to, and that's a form of self-care for me. Okay, yeah, I just go buy myself ice cream, man. Like, someone recently said, but we should stop rewarding ourselves. I beg to differ. It makes me happy, I'll do it. Right? And then prioritization. If you can elaborate on that one. Because, how I understand it, you set priorities and you stick to them. If I said I'm doing something 8:00 till 12:00, I'm doing that thing, no one's telling me otherwise. And then after, if there's space, I'll find some time to relax. Then moving on to the next task. That's how I feel. I prioritize things. If I'm set on, I'm doing academics now. There's no negotiating. Social life, I do negotiate sometimes. Squeeze in, mhlawumbe, personal life, kui social life, and then work around it.
Marty, what advice would you give to students who want to dive into content creation while staying focused on their studies? Because I feel like so many are trying to balance both but don't know where to start.
Same here. Then now I want to start taking content, but I don't know if it's my phone, if I need a camera, if it's me. I don't even have clothes. Do I need clothes to be a content creator? Do I need to have my nails done? Do I need to do my hair? What do I need? Please give us the tea, because I see you guys are making money. You guys are getting bag. You guys are getting brand deals. Yeah, what no Grace? Oh, Grace is traveling all over.
Young in Dow, that's what I want.
Bug us, Marty. Bug us.
Hey, my daughter. Ngiyazwakala impela ngoba nami nginawo umbuzo lo ukuthi nje ngempela yini engiyidingayo yini le edingwa imini impela yingubo ngoba tu social ntokazi ehe.
I feel like the first thing you should think about when you're creating content, before anything else, even if you're not a student, don't do it for views. When you're getting into content creation, do it because you have a passion for it, and then the rewards will come as you go. And I would also say that it's always good to balance content and education, because sometimes you might say, oh, I want to take content creation seriously, but then you end up slacking when it comes to academics. Just have a good schedule when it comes to things. If you're going to be taking content on a specific day, make sure that you get everything done. when it comes to school as well, because balance is really important.
It's been a really great episode having these four beautiful ladies with us in studio. It's been inspiring. Like, I've learned a lot. Have you guys learned a lot?
Yes, definitely. Ngifundile
iningi impela, ngifundile iningi. Ngiyabona kubalekile ukuthi uzazi ukuthi umisa kanjani, wenza lokho kwe-content creation, kubalekile.
It's no shame. I really love this for us and I love this for you. We wish you all the best in your future adventures.
Njalo nje, njalo.
And we hope to hear from you guys in the future, guys. Don't forget about us when you make it in life. Do not forget about
shout out to
don't forget about us. Hey. And to every student who's listening, your voices matter, your boundaries matter more. A huge thanks to our guests. And thank you to you guys that are going to be listening, those who are currently watching on our live. Until next time, keep those cameras rolling, but maybe not during the exam season. Follow us to see behind-the-scenes clips. And remember, your feed isn't your worth. The mic drops.
I was like... Thank you.
This is RMR Diaries.